We're here on KSOM, and we're getting ready for high school volleyball tonight as Audubon takes on Tri-Center. Trojans head coach Elizabeth Thielen joins me now. And, Coach, a 5-8 record overall, but you've lost to some decent teams, some good competition at some tournaments. How are you feeling about your team coming into this matchup against the Wheelers?
Yeah, we're excited to, you know, start getting into some conference play. Finally, it seems like it's been a long few weeks until conference games started, but we've played some good competition so far. We've played against Glenwood and Sergeant Bluff, LC, Shenandoah, Clarinda, some of those better teams, and it's been a good learning experience for us and some good competition to start out the season.
So what have you seen good with your volleyball team to start with? What do you like right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're still kind of experimenting. We have a lot of new faces and girls stepping up into new roles this year after graduating quite a few seniors last year. They all work really hard and they're all willing to learn new things and kind of step into those new roles that we're asking of them. So I think that's been really great so far. They show up to practice every day and do what we ask them to do and work hard. They're willing to adjust and do what's best for the team.
So who are the players in new roles this year?
Well, we have Harley Leaders and Tess Casey, who are two returners. Josie Payne and Zoe Payne also had some varsity experience last year. But basically everybody else is new to varsity this year. We have a few freshmen who have stepped up and are getting some playing time on varsity. And those three are Terry Leaders, Haley Harder, and Lauren Harder. We also have Josie Payne, you know, stepping into that setter role, as well as Ella Wingert. Zoe Payne has kind of stepped into more of a defensive role this year, where last year she was playing offense for us. She's currently playing our libero, so she's stepped into that role and is doing a nice job there so far too.
So what do you like about Harley Leaders? Has kind of been your number one hitter so far this year?
Yeah, Harley's great. I mean, she's been a leader for us, you know, the last 2 to 3 years on varsity, and she's a great leader on and off the court. She works really hard. She shows up to weights every day at 6 a.m. During the season, during the off season, in the summer, she's in the weight room all day or all summer, getting those extra reps in there. She's always a go-to. We can count on her to put the ball away on offense, and she's our leading blocker on defense as well.
Right. And I assume that's her sister, Terry Leaders, a freshman.
Yes. Yep, it is.
Yeah. What do you like about the leader sisters up front, just that combination? Maybe a little sister competition helps the team.
Yeah, definitely. And since you brought that up, we actually have quite a few. We have three sets of twins on varsity this year. And then we have Harley and Terry that are siblings. So it's kind of been interesting. There's, you know, a little bit of that sibling rivalry, but then also I feel like they push each other, you know, that competitive drive, you know, they push each other to do better every day in practice as well.
So you got the Harder sisters, Haley and Lauren, is that correct? And
yep.
Josie and Zoe Payne.
Yep.
And then the Wingert sisters, Ella and Kara.
Correct. Yep. Those are all twins.
Oh my gosh. I guess you can't use last names in practice.
Yes. Yeah. Nope, that doesn't fly very easily this year.
Well, that's an unusual situation. How do you just see this match here with Audubon? What are you going to have to deal with? What do you know about the Wheelers?
Yeah. I know they have Harlow Miller, I think is their last name, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Harlow's returning, from playing against them in the past. We know she's kind of their go-to hitter. She does a great job and plays all the way around for them. So we kind of know what to expect from her. And I think on our end, just we are working on or kind of focusing on staying aggressive and playing our style of volleyball. We don't want to send a whole lot of free balls where they can set up in system and run Harlow. Trying to keep them out of system as much as we can and staying aggressive on our end.
Well, I mean, from a blocking standpoint, you have decent numbers. I mean, the leaders are leading the way.
Yes.
Harley and Terry there with 21 and 12 respectively. Is you know, how do you see that matchup with them? Just trying to identify where Harlow is, and is that going to be the strategy? Just try to see if you can block her.
Yeah, definitely. We have those two, Harley and Terry, that are good at blocking. We also have the Harders up front that have gotten some good touches on blocks this year. Just having them, you know, follow Harlow when we can and stay on her and get a good block up on her to try to, you know, if we don't get a block, try to direct her hits towards our defense and where our defense is so we can get a good dig and then run something on our side.
Well, it should be an entertaining match. It'll be hard to keep track of all the twins' names, but we'll do the best we can with it. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here tonight against Audubon. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Elizabeth Thielen, head coach for Tri-Center Volleyball, joining us here on KSOM.